607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, Election Day Eve for the runoff. We'll talk a bunch about that coming up this hour. And one of the big stories, of course, over the weekend was the rise in cases of coronavirus. It continues through the South and in the West. We'll look at these numbers here nationally and here at home. Dalton's got those for us right now.
Yeah, and we start nationally like we do every morning. In the USA now, 3.3 million total positive cases of coronavirus and 127,677 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 60,978 cases were reported nationally, but over 2 million tests reported over the weekend. There were 728,000 tests reported nationally yesterday after setting a new daily high for tests on Friday with 823,000 tests reported. 476 deaths were reported yesterday after 854 on Friday and 757 Saturday. There still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. We've now crossed the 40 million mark for total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 52,908 confirmed cases in the state and 1,093 have died due to COVID-19. There was a huge jump in hospitalizations over the weekend from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Not sure if it was a lag in the reporting of numbers, but it jumped by nearly twofold, 6,745 hospitalizations in the state since the pandemic began, while the number of those currently hospitalized did drop some over the weekend to 1,068. There were 90 new hospitalizations reported for the state over the weekend. And after setting a new high on Thursday with 2,164 new cases, or on Friday, Alabama added 1,300 new cases Friday. Sorry, 2,000 cases on Thursday. We added 1,300 new cases Friday, 1,400 on Saturday, and 1,600 yesterday. So the seven-day average is at a high of 1,351 cases per day, while the two-week average is also at a new high of 1,282 cases per day. We added a new daily high of 23,846 test results Friday. That was followed by nearly 10,000 on Saturday and 9,460 yesterday. We're averaging around 9,000 tests per day over the last week and 2 weeks. Now, over the last week, 15.4% of those test results have been COVID positive, and 14.3% of the test results over the last 2 weeks have been positive. 51 deaths reported for Alabama over the weekend. The weekly average has now spiked up to 16 deaths per day, while we're averaging 14 per day over the last 2 weeks. At the local level, Mobile County added 486 new cases over the weekend and 3 new deaths to their totals. Mobile has now had 4,904 positive cases and 140 that have died due to COVID-19. Baldwin County added 163 new cases over the weekend and 1 death. That's the second death added since May 22nd for Baldwin County. 1,277 total positive cases for Baldwin with 11 that have died. Washington County has 148 cases with 8 deaths. Clark County, 317 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 260 cases and 3 have died. Conecuh County, 231 cases with 8 deaths. Escambia County, 488 cases with 8 deaths. Choctaw County, 217 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 303 cases with 8 deaths. And taking a look at the three counties hit hardest in Alabama by the pandemic, Jefferson County seems to see its numbers rise each and every day. They added 716 new cases in Jefferson County over the weekend and 8 new deaths, bringing their state-leading total to 6,746 positive cases with 170 deaths. That's about 2,000 more cases than Mobile and 30 more deaths than Mobile County. Montgomery County added 208 new cases over the weekend and 3 new deaths. They now have 4,547 positive cases with 112 deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the numbers as we get started on this Monday, over to our west in Louisiana. Louisiana had passed a statewide mask ordinance. We got a story coming up. Alabama mayors and hospital officials are calling on Governor Ivey to do the same thing. But yeah, as of, I guess, this morning, 12:01 a.m., that changed in Louisiana. Now they have a mask ordinance over the entire state. And it is, I was looking at the age thing, too. I thought this was interesting because we had talked about it in the ordinance for Mobile. There's 8 years old and older. Mm. Remember, it was 2 years old for the Mobile, yeah. And now it's 10. Louisiana, 8. This is what they did over the weekend. Governor John Bel Edwards announced a statewide mask mandate and new restrictions for bars across Louisiana. This press conference on Saturday, hours after a coronavirus update in as many days, showed more than 2,000 new cases in Louisiana. Restrictions go into effect this morning at 12:01. Saturday's increase in Louisiana, 2,167 new COVID-19 cases, is the third largest since the outbreak began in Louisiana back on March 9th. So they've got their mask ordinance for the state they put through, and then of course we'll get the story coming up. Mayor's pushing Governor Ivey to do the same thing, even though she addressed that at her presser a while ago, saying, well, I don't feel that we can enforce it as well as the municipalities.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about Louisiana is, you know, they are seeing their numbers rise, but the New Orleans area is not seeing, they're seeing their numbers kind of diminish. Remember, New Orleans got hit really hard by the pandemic early on, and their numbers not reaching as high as the rest of the state, but also with New York, who is hit hardest of any city in any state in the United States. Yesterday, they reported their first day with no new deaths. Now, is that because of the herd immunity that we've heard talked about so often, or did these cities that were hit hard early take a different approach and really lock it down, and that's why we're seeing lower numbers there now?
I think it's got to run through in phases, is my best guess right now, that it'll go through, and you think about that, there'll probably be a time in the future that Mobile County and Jefferson County and Montgomery County will have a lot lower numbers, and, you know, Etowah County and mm-hmm. Tuscaloosa County and Lauderdale County or whatever, Houston County, will have more. It just hits and runs through, I think. I mean, we'll try to get the real facts on it. But that's what it seems like to look at it at a state level. And then, like you said, for New York, the New Orleans story is something. It goes through there. But now they're getting, you know, the Opelousas and Monroe, Louisiana, those kind of places are getting the increase in cases. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. And Dr. Fauci is taking it on the chin right now when it comes to cases of coronavirus climbing in the U.S. John Lawrence from Westwood One has more.
The United States has yet to get the upper hand on COVID-19. More than 3.3 million Americans have been infected with the virus. Dr. Peter Hotez from the Baylor College of Medicine says the coronavirus still has its grip on the United States.
What we're looking at is what I think is going to be one of the most unstable times in the history of our country.
At least 33 states are seeing a rise in week-to-week new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That includes the more than 15,000 infections reported in Florida on Saturday, a single-day record.
We're going to have to start moving regular beds into ICU beds, so we're clearly being strained at this point.
In the middle of this crisis, President Trump and some others in the White House are questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the administration's coronavirus task force. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of California.
Dr. Fauci is the most respected voice in the country on how we ought to be dealing with this pandemic. And to be trying to sideline him or diminish him or discredit him is just atrocious.
Fauci is among the health officials still stressing the importance of facial coverings, and Mr. Trump made his first public appearance with a mask Saturday during a visit to Walter Reed Medical Center.
I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
All right, 616 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings all the way in sports.
A Mobile baseball legend passed away over the weekend, and the Washington Redskins officially retiring their nickname today. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
All right, also we'll check in with Dr. Bill for a full weather discussion. What a busy night it was. Let's say late afternoon into evening and overnight with rain. He'll talk about it. We have some damage. I saw some pictures from up Highway 45. Had a telephone pole across 45 up by Fruitdale and branches down an L around town from the storms last night. More from Dr. Bill coming up as well.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend than over Memorial Day. today, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Two kinds of people run for office: leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a big weekend for the young guys in NASCAR and on the PGA Tour. In NASCAR, Cole Custer went from the third row to the lead in a green-white checker finish to win the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway.
Off the final turn, rookie Cole Custer wins Kentucky. Can you believe it?
Incredible.
Custer's the first rookie to win a Cup Series race in nearly 4 years. It came in his 20th series start. For the final restart, Custer was positioned on the outside of the third row when the field took the green flag. The 22-year-old passed Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Kevin Harvick on the last lap, coming out of turn two to get the lead. Custer also won at Kentucky last July in the Xfinity Series. Truex finished second, followed by Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, and Kurt Busch. On Wednesday, NASCAR moves on to Bristol Motor Speedway for its annual All-Star Race. With between 20 and 30,000 fans expected at the raceway, Bristol's set to host the biggest sports crowd in the country since the coronavirus pandemic halted all organized athletic events in March. The Speedway has a capacity of more than 160,000. In golf, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa beat Justin Thomas in an exciting three-hole playoff to win the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village in Ohio on Sunday. Thomas began the day with a two-shot lead over Victor Hovland and a three-shot lead over Morikawa. Morikawa forced the playoff by making up those three shots with three to play. He had two pars and a birdie as Justin Thomas bogeyed two of his last three holes. On the first playoff hole, Thomas made a birdie with his longest putt of the season, a 50-footer with 10 feet of break. That put the pressure on Morikawa, who knocked in his make-or-lose putt from 25 feet. So 75 feet of combined putts on the first playoff hole.
How much break?
10 feet of break. Jeez. It was an amazing shot. Thomas then just missed his chance to win on the second playoff hole when his putt from 9 feet just burned the right edge. On the third playoff hole, Morikawa hit a perfect drive, knocked his approach to 10 feet, and two-putted for par as Thomas, who drove his tee shot behind a tree, made bogey. Morikawa and Thomas both finished their final rounds at 19 under par. Hovland finished alone in third, four shots behind the leaders. Up next, the tour stays at Moorfield for the Memorial Tournament. All the stars will be out for this week's tourney, including Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and some guy named Tiger Woods. Sports Business Daily reports that the NFL's Washington Redskins will officially announce later this morning that they'll be changing their nickname, although no new name will be revealed just yet. It had been widely expected that Washington would change its name. ESPN reports that an announcement of a new name will come soon. Last week, Adam Schefter reported that the franchise would not use any Native American imagery. Washington's logo of an American Indian chief had been designed by a Native American in 1971. Another source told ESPN that the plan, as of now, is to retain the franchise's use of burgundy and gold colors. Coach Ron Rivera has said the team wanted to include the military in its new name as well.
How about the lobbyist?
I like
the
it.
Lobbyist. The lobbyist. The Washington lobbyist.
Yeah, I mean, it's fitting, right? Meanwhile, Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves sent an email to season ticket holders Sunday saying that the franchise will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. Speaking of the Braves, Mobile baseball legend Frank Bowling passed away in Mobile on Saturday at the age of 88 after a long battle with cancer. The former Major League All-Star spent 12 seasons in the big leagues with the Detroit Tigers and Milwaukee Braves, and one season with the Braves after the franchise moved to Atlanta. Bowling graduated from McGill Institute and then Spring Hill College right here in Mobile before signing with the Tigers in 1951. He joined the big league team in 1954 and was traded to Milwaukee in 1960. In over 1,500 MLB games, Bowling was a two-time All-Star. He won the AL's Gold Glove Award while batting .254 with 106 career home runs. Bowling Brothers Boulevard, the street in Mobile that leads to Hank Aaron Stadium, was named after Frank and his brother Milt Bowling in 1997. Frank was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1982 and the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame in 1990. 624, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Professional Collision, seven locations, are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, state troopers are on the scene of one accident just off of County Road 64 off the Beach Express in Rosington. They've got a car that left the roadway and hit trees. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Follow the easy steps and secure your vehicle. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 626, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We're going to run through sample ballots this morning as well, plus we'll do it during the midday. Jeff Sessions also joins me at 12:05 today for Midday Mobile. Just a couple programming notes for the day, but those sample ballots coming up for Mobile and Baldwin County in just a little bit. You mentioned Harrison Ford.
Yes, 78 years old today.
78, and it's funny, so Saturday night. The girls were gone at a theater thing, so the boy and I, he likes to watch movies. You know, that's not my number one thing, but I said, you know what? Find commonality.
Mm-hmm.
Said, son, we're going to teach you a little something about movies.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark was on. Original.
Great.
Original. So we watched it on the sound up, you know, and the blowguns, darts going, and all the whips and the pistols in the, you know, the desert around Cairo. And it was, there were a few things that I went, I didn't remember exactly that way. They didn't do that perfectly.
Yeah.
There's like some non sequiturs where they had like a idol in one scene, somebody had it, and then the other person had, you know, a couple things like that. But it stood the test of time a lot better than other movies I've gone back and watched.
That's outstanding. Was it his first time with Indiana Jones?
Yes, yes. He knows the franchise. He knew Indiana. I said, well, son, we're going to start right here at the beginning.
Yeah.
The original. It's pretty good stuff. Makes me want to go buy a bullwhip out of the flea market or something like that. All right, 627, Doc's forecast coming up. News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend than over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do you do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327 or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
The death toll has surpassed 135,000 in the U.S. killed by coronavirus, a hopeful sign that efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are working in New York City, former epicenter of the outbreak.
Saturday was the first time there wasn't a single death from coronavirus across the five boroughs of New York City since the pandemic started here in March, according to city public health officials. There were a total of five deaths around the state. The daily death toll peaked in New York City on April 7th. New York State has reported nearly 25,000 deaths from the virus in total. Out of more than 62,000 coronavirus tests performed on Saturday in the state, only 67 came back positive, just over 1%. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Actress Kelly Preston has died. John Travolta, Preston's husband of 28 years, confirmed last night that his wife died after battling breast cancer. She was 57. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. New Jersey-based hedge fund Chatham Asset Management's bid for bankrupt news publisher McClatchy won in a court-supervised auction. Chatham's proposed deal needs a court confirmation and other regulatory approvals, but would help the publisher of the Miami Herald, the Charlotte Observer, and the Sacramento Bee exit Chapter 11 protection this quarter. The president of the American Federation of Teachers Union says there's no way schools will reopen full-time in the fall. Randy Weingarten says schools would need massive funding in order to safely continue operating under public health standards. The School Superintendents Association estimates necessary protective measures in schools would cost an average of about $1.8 million per school district. Stock futures are higher as investors mostly shrugged off a relentless climb in coronavirus cases in some regions in the U.S. and looked ahead to the start of corporate earnings season. Stocks finished the week higher with the Dow up 369 and the Nasdaq at a record close, 69 points higher. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I probably should have put Dr. Bill's house on the list. You know, earlier I was talking about the telephone pole and trees down up on Highway 45 near Fruitdale. We have some issues this morning already. Kane's reporting with some limbs down and trees down from last night. And Dr. Bill's got trees down from that was a significant thunderstorm.
And it sure was, and we've had a series of upper air disturbances that have been tracking from northwest to southeast, and with those have been the thunderstorms, clusters of them, and had some strong ones last night that moved through, and right now there's still some activity, but it's starting to move offshore. We've got a big cluster of thunderstorms around Fort Morgan and also over around Gulfport. Elsewhere, though, it's beginning to improve, and then we're going to see thunderstorms develop again this afternoon. This really hot weather pattern is going to stay with us right through the week with very high heat index readings. So today, we can look for partly cloudy skies with some thunderstorm activity for the afternoon, and temperatures today climbing up to near 95 degrees, and the heat index getting very close to 110. Now, tonight, we may see some isolated evening thunderstorms, a low in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather, and we'll have partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, and mainly some afternoon thunderstorms and a high up around 95. Again, the heat index approaching 110. The rest of the week for Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high getting near 95. And then for Thursday, and again, mid-90s and afternoon thunderstorms. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny, but with afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures at least into the lower 90s.
All right, yeah, because we have the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo kicking off on Friday, so it at least in the extended forecast looks pretty good for that.
Yeah, we're going to take a close look at that as we go through the week. The thunderstorm activity will mainly be onshore and during the afternoon hours, so right now, it's looking okay, but we don't see any tropical systems around, so looking good at the moment.
Yeah, I was thinking about the way those thunderstorms came from north to south yesterday. Had that happened during the rodeo a couple times where, you know, things were good offshore, and here came those storms from the north and went offshore and really caused some issues.
Well, even if today, if you were out planning to go out, we're finding these thunderstorms now around Fort Morgan, and they're moving offshore. They started out way up in northern Alabama and up Tennessee, and have been moving south, and that presents a real problem for anybody out fishing there through the morning hours, as those thunderstorms are quite strong as they head out into the open water.
Yeah, y'all check that radar. Dr. Bill, you mentioned not a real tropical issue for this weekend for us, but elsewhere in the tropics, is there anything you're watching?
We got rid of Tropical Storm Fay, which wasn't much of a storm, and mainly a rain event that moved on up eventually through New England. Right now, looking good over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean and the Atlantic. Not too bad. There's some tropical wave activity, but it's way out near the African coast. So we got a nice break for a while.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5, and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Yeah, it was stupid hot, and I worked outside Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it was like, and the I tell you, the hydration thing. I got the floorboard of my truck when I went home Saturday was like somebody couldn't have sat there and put their feet down for all the water bottles and what is the stupid stuff I drink? The Diet Powerade.
Oh yeah, because I get one of those right here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because they got those on. I got the big one.
Oh,
I got the large like the Powerade version of a 40 ounce. going through those like crazy.
I call that one the outdoorsman.
Yes.
Because you're staying outside. Yes. Yeah, it was hot. I took a weekend-long siesta. Just took a couple steps outside. Went not getting much done this weekend.
Yeah, it was hot for sure. All right, 6:38 coming up. We'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic in just a minute.
My name is Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's Tech Solution. LLC.biz.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, they do have an accident just off the Baldwin Beach Express, County Road 64 and Roston Road, where a car left the roadway into the trees. Looking good beyond that from the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, accident-free conditions continue through Mobile, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Hallsmill Road and 90 and Rangeline looking good. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Yeah, tomorrow, voting day. If you've forgotten about that, July 14th date on that. This is, of course, in the runoffs, primary runoffs, and it's been delayed as far out as possible is what they did to hopefully have things better by the time we voted. And this is the latest they can have it and still comply to go into the November general. Things are, I don't know if they're better or not. We'll see what the turnout is. I'd say the number of cases has increased, but I think our ability to understand what we're dealing with has increased as well. See, if you'd have had this back on the original date, I think you'd have had even lower turnout maybe than you do you will tomorrow.
Yeah, and although there's a lot of uncertainty still regarding the coronavirus, we know more now than we did a couple months ago. So that's right. But still, you see the surge in cases, and you think maybe it could have come at a better time.
All right, looking through the sample ballot, just so you know, maybe you've heard of some of the people we're going to list that'll for Republicans in Mobile and Baldwin County. Of course, for U.S. Senator, right? So you got the runoff for Senator Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville. You've got for U.S. Representative District 1, Jerry Carl, Bill Hightower. And for Court of Criminal Appeals, Beth Kellum and Will Smith. That's for Republicans tomorrow on your ballot for Mobile and Baldwin County. For Democrats, you have the runoff as well. We have a runoff for the Democrat side for AL1, James Everhart and Keani Gardner. And for Baldwin County, you have James Everhart, County Gardner. Also, specifically for Baldwin County, for Member State Board of Education, Fred Bell or Tanya Smith Chestnut. And for Member of Mobile County Board of Education, Ty Chocolate Burden and Sherry Dilhay McDade. All right, so I'll look through what you'll see tomorrow. Shouldn't take you long to vote tomorrow when you hit the polls. All right, 6:44 coming up in sports. We don't have the name yet, right?
Don't
but
have
we know
the
we're
name.
Gonna have a new we're gonna have a new name for the Redskins.
That's right. I've seen Red Tails bandied about. Also,
not lobbyists.
Red Wolves. That's also out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think they're gonna announce the name maybe later this week or next week. But today, the team up there in Washington, who I'll call the Redskins until they cancel it, but they are changing their name for sure.
All right, that's straight ahead. Plus, we'll get an update from WKRG next.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neymanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by LifeLock. If you're only monitoring your credit to help protect your identity, you could miss certain threats, like your info on sale on the dark web. Good thing there's LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Get LifeLock now and save more during their special summer sale. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RISK. Sale ends July 20th.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend and over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment.
Visit unifirst.com today.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail? We're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a big weekend for the young guys in NASCAR and on the PGA Tour. We start in NASCAR, where Cole Custer went from the third row to the lead in a green-white checker finish to win the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway yesterday.
Rookie Cole Custer wins Kentucky. Can you believe it?
Incredible.
Custer's the first rookie to win a Cup Series race in nearly 4 years. It came in his 20th series start. For the final restart, Custer was positioned on the outside of the third row when the field took the green flag. The 22-year-old passed Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Kevin Harvick on the last lap, coming out of turn two to get the lead. Custer also won at Kentucky last July in the Xfinity Series. Truex finished second, followed by Matt DiBenedetto, Harvick, and then Kurt Busch. On Wednesday, NASCAR moves on to Bristol Motor Speedway for its annual All-Star Race. With between 20 and 30,000 fans expected at the raceway, Bristol's set to host the biggest sports crowd in the country since the coronavirus pandemic halted all organized athletic events in March. The Speedway has a capacity of more than 160,000. In golf, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa beat Justin Thomas in an exciting three-hole playoff to win the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village in Ohio on Sunday. Thomas began the day with a two-shot lead over Victor Hovland and a three-shot lead over Morikawa. Morikawa forced the playoff by making up those three shots with three to play, with two pars and a birdie, as Justin Thomas bogeyed two of his last three holes. On the first playoff hole, Thomas made a birdie with his longest putt of the season, a 50-footer with 10 feet of break. That put the pressure on Morikawa, who knocked in his make-or-lose putt from 25 feet. Thomas then just missed his chance to win on the second playoff hole when his putt from 9 feet just burned the right edge of the cup. On the third playoff hole, Morikawa hit a perfect drive, then knocked his approach to 10 feet and two-putted for par as Thomas, who drove his tee shot behind a tree, made bogey. Morikawa and Thomas both finished their final rounds at 19 under par. Hovland finished alone in third, four shots behind the leaders. Up next, the tour stays at Moorfield for the Memorial Tournament. All the stars will be out for this week's tourney, including Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and Tiger Woods. Sports Business Daily reports that the NFL's Washington Redskins will officially announce later this morning that they will be changing their nickname, though no new name will be revealed just yet. It had been widely expected that Washington would change its name. ESPN reports that an announcement of a new name will come soon. Last week, Adam Schefter reported that the franchise would not use any Native American imagery. Washington's logo of an American Indian chief had been designed by a Native American back in 1971. Another source told ESPN that the plan, as of now, is to retain the franchise's use of burgundy and gold colors. Coach Ron Rivera said the team wanted to include the military in its new name as well. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves sent an email to season ticket holder Sunday saying that the franchise will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. The NHL's Chicago Blackhawks joined the Braves in saying that they will continue to use their team name because it honors a Native American leader who's been an inspiration to generations. Speaking of the Braves, Mobile baseball legend Frank Bowling passed away in Mobile on Saturday at the age of 88 after a long battle with cancer. The former Major League All-Star spent 12 seasons in the big leagues with the Detroit Tigers and Milwaukee Braves and one season with the Braves after the franchise moved to Atlanta. Bowling graduated from McGill Institute, then Spring Hill College right here in Mobile before he signed with the Tigers in 1951. He joined the big league team in 1954 and was traded to Milwaukee in 1960. In over 1,500 MLB games, Bowling was a two-time All-Star, and he won the AL's Gold Glove Award while batting 254 with 106 career home runs. Bowling Brothers Boulevard, the street in Mobile that leads to Hank Aaron Stadium, was named after Frank and his brother Milt Bowling in 1997. Frank was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 82 and the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame in 1990. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, start thinking about that win for Custer was good. I mean, that surname is, you know, been on a... has needed a win here. 150 years or so ago, you know, they had that big loss, that Custer surname, and they're trying to come around on that. Right, 6:52, we'll be right back.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source. 6:54 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings Monday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's got our full forecast. We'll talk with him coming up next hour in depth around 7:35. Plus, turning up your voice on the text line at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, top news stories of the day, three big things on the front page of our website. President Trump tweets more support for Tuberville, and as I saw over the weekend, Jeff Sessions responded here. Early Saturday morning, President Trump reiterated his support for for former Auburn head football coach Tommy Tuberville, the candidate he endorsed in tomorrow's runoff election. This story from our news partners, who had this?
Yellowhammer. Yellowhammer. Our guy Jeff Poor here.
Yeah, I've heard of him before. Goes on here, and this is how it goes down. So President Trump made his thoughts known via Twitter, where he called Tuberville a winner and Sessions a disaster. Here's actually the quote from the tweet. Big Senate race in Alabama on Tuesday. Vote for at Tommy Tuberville. He is a winner who will never let you down. Jeff Sessions is a disaster who has let us all down. We don't want him back in Washington. Shortly thereafter, Sessions responded with a tweet of his own and said, I've taken the road less traveled, not sought fame or fortune. My honor and integrity are far more important than these juvenile insults. Your scandal-ridden candidate is too cowardly to debate. As you know, Alabama does not take orders from Washington. At Jeff Sessions.
Mm.
So it's interesting. Interesting to see. It's been last month and a half or so that Sessions has been punching back.
Yeah, there's been two or three of these tweet exchanges over the last few weeks, and some people saying that Sessions waited too long to start punching back, but here we are.
Also, as you look at Florida. And Florida's interesting here because you have, you know, Florida and Texas, those are two Republican-governed states that have taken moves here to pull things back a little bit for their economies, even though they're opened up at Disney World. The AP says here, with the United States grappling with the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world, Florida hit a grim milestone Sunday, shattering the national record for the state's largest single-day increase in positive cases. The story here is the same, I think you could argue, for South and West states. We have these increasing numbers of cases. Death numbers aren't like they used to be, but things are coming up here.
Yeah, I don't think the fatality rate is as high as it was early on when the pandemic first hit America, but we are starting to see the number of deaths rise across the South and the West. You know, anytime you see this rapid number of increase in cases, and we were talking about it a lot over the last few weeks, when will the number of deaths start to rise in concert with the number of new cases? In Alabama, I know we saw that single-day average rise to 16 after it was hovering right around 10, 11, 12 over the last few weeks. It's better than jumping all the way up to 20 or 25, but we're still seeing that increase in cases. But, yeah, how about Disney World reopening? I mean, would you feel
with that going on? Yeah, it's, I mean, people will go. Mm-hmm. People will absolutely go. And no big surprise, but Romney over the weekend criticizing President Trump's commutation of the Roger Stone sentence. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. It's 657 FM Talk 106.5. News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend and over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So, little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with the new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store at 2204 Government.